This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Hey, this is DeAndre here, and I wanted to make sure you haven't forgotten about our free stay for up to 5 nights in an Airbnb in the world-famous Tulum, Mexico, that we are giving away in partnership with Greenwood Tulum, and that ends May 31st. Click the link in the show notes for details on how to be eligible to win. Now, on to the show. All right, before we get into this episode, exciting news. We have created a private Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast, an opportunity to create some community, some conversation, and to be able to talk points and mile strategies. I will be in the group. I will answer your questions. So feel free, see the link in the show notes to join our private Facebook points and miles community just for you podcast listeners and listeners of our show. All right, on to this episode where you will meet Brittany Jansen, a traveling physician's assistant with a passion for exploration. Discover how Brittany balances her demanding career with her love for travel. From her early days in Saudi Arabia to her recent adventures in places like New Zealand and Vietnam. Tune in as Brittany shares insights on her recent endeavor into the points and miles game and how she's building points for her next big trip. It's an episode packed with stories, tips, and inspiration for turning your travel dreams into reality.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch, and today we have an amazing guest for you. But before we introduce our guest, I want to remind you that we do have our feedback survey for the audience, and that link is in the show notes, as well as don't forget to email us your questions. We might actually feature one of your questions on the air, and you can email us at support@boldlygo.world. So today, I want to introduce a friend of mine, Brittany Jansen. She is a physician's assistant traveling through the country right now. We have talked travel many, many times, and she has given me permission to say this, but she's also a client of mine in the financial planning space. And that's how I knew about her history and love and passion for travel. And trying to coordinate our schedules, I was like, hey, I would love to have you on the episode because you have a really cool background and I think it would be great for the listeners to hear. Also, she's good friends with another guest we had weeks ago, Marissa Webb, the digital nomad, if you remember her back in episode 12. And so, Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And plot twist, Marissa is actually staying in her Airstream in the parking lot outside my hotel right now. So I can message her and try to get her in for a little special edition if you're interested in hearing her again, which I'm sure you are because I wish I was living out of my Airstream.
I know. She has a really cool story. So if you haven't heard episode 12, you got to go back and hear about how Marissa is traveling throughout the country with her Airstream while working remotely and hiking through all these amazing national parks. And so also, I know, Brittany, we're going to touch on the points and miles game as well that you've recently gotten into more so. And so we'd love to hear your journey there. But before we get into that, before we get into travel, we'd love to just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. And where in the country are you right now?
So right now I am in Manhattan Beach, South Bay, LA. Weather hasn't been quite as nice as they told me it would be for sunny California, but the surf's still good. And I'm working as a travel physician assistant with GQR, and I took a position at a Kaiser facility over here.
Very nice. Very nice. How long have you been working in the medical field?
I graduated from PA school in 2020, smack dab at the start of the pandemic. And I've been more or less in the skilled nursing world ever since, and just transitioned to travel, let's see, end of February.
Nice. Well, I know that in a lot of our conversations, right, we talk about travel often. How have you been able to, outside of traveling for your job, which is kind of the role that you're in now, or traveling through your job, I should say, how have you been able to blend your passion for travel and your desire to see the world with a pretty demanding career?
So for me, it's come with the career changes or the jumps from skilled nursing to travel PA, and working the timing so that I could take some extended vacation in between job starts. So that's where I've been prioritizing it the most. Otherwise, it's been long weekend trips here and there, and then just finding the coverage at the right time to do it. Honestly, I've just made it my priority. I had a big trip planned for that post graduation from PA school. That got canceled, and I've been trying to make up for it ever since.
Nice. Where'd you have planned post graduation? What was the big trip?
So, my parents were living in Saudi Arabia at the time. They work for an oil company over there. I had planned on going back before they retired, saying my final goodbye to the place I grew up in and seeing a little bit more of the country over there. And then I was going to do yoga teacher training actually in Nepal and then go to India. My sister and family were going to meet me there for a little bit. And then I didn't have my tickets past that, but I had another 2 months I was planning on just seeing where the wind blew.
Very cool. So what was it like? You said growing up in Saudi Arabia. What was it like? I mean, imagine right, you're kind of in the center of, I say, the world there. So what? How did you get to travel a lot? Did you get to see a lot of places while you were growing up?
Yeah, that ignited the travel bug in me. Certainly, growing up on that side of the world and with the company my parents worked for, it allowed for a lot of awesome trips. Egypt, Jordan, we were just 2 hours north of Dubai. Not Dubai, I'm sorry, Bahrain. But we did go to Dubai as well. Scuba diving, Red Sea, Maldives, all over. Honestly, if you wanted to interview my parents, they'd probably be a better person to have on this podcast. But they definitely passed that gene on to me.
So I'd love to hear some of your favorite trip growing up, and then kind of separately, as you've moved on and done more travel on your own, what have been some of your best and most memorable travel experiences?
So growing up would probably be number one was South Africa. I mean, that was just an amazing trip planned by the school I went to in Saudi Arabia. We did everything from safaris to going to the beach and Zululand cultural tours, the whole works. It was absolutely incredible. But again, that was on my parents' dime, so it was a little easier to say. Now that I'm an adult and paying my way for myself, I've had a couple pretty big, pretty awesome trips. Aside from scuba diving, I was most recently in New Zealand, which was absolutely gorgeous. It was an awesome experience. It was my first solo travel adventure outside of the country. And I already know I want to go back. I didn't get to spend enough time in any one spot. Hopefully I'll hit Australia with the next one as well. But one of my favorites as an adult on my own dime was Vietnam. I went in 2019. I worked it into a school break during PA school and went with my roommate at the time. We traveled north to south, south to north, and hit a couple stops along the way, and it was just incredible. Asia, hard to get to, flights are expensive, but everything else is so cheap once you're there.
Right, absolutely. So, what would you say? What was kind of the coolest thing that you remember doing in Vietnam? And then I know the New Zealand trip was just last year. So, what was one of the coolest places you went to or coolest things that you did while in New Zealand?
Okay, so for Vietnam, I mean, I just remember getting there, getting off at the airport, and ordering, it was an equivalent of an Uber, but it was one of the little scooters. And so,
A tuk-tuk.
yeah, a little, no, not a tuk-tuk. It wasn't multiple seat. It was just a, like a, the, oh my gosh, the little,
Like a
moped.
Vespa? Yeah, a moped. Okay. Yep.
And it was great. Like me and my roommate at the time, he was on the back of this old guy's bike, and I'm on the bike next to him, and we're just going over to the hostel. And man, it was amazing. Just like streets full of these scooters too. And I think probably one of my favorites was an impromptu day where when we were up in Hanoi, we decided to go to, I think it was Cat Ba Island, and rented scooters ourselves for the day and just spent the whole day riding around the island and doing, a hike here or there. It was incredible.
Very cool. What about New Zealand?
New Zealand. So one of my highlights was Milford Sound. That is like a nature preserve in the area. You can do a day cruise. When I did the day cruise, I actually found out that you could scuba dive the Milford Sound. So I ended up taking my dry suit cert and going back 2 days later just to dive the Milford Sound, which was pretty incredible as well, although very cold.
Nice, very nice. So we've been doing some travels, some adventures. So I know that we have talked in the past about points, and we talked through like what cards were, some of the better cards to be looking at to get points and miles. We started, I believe you started with the Chase Sapphire. Was it the preferred or the reserve that you got first?
Preferred.
Yes. Okay. So I remember we talked through kind of pros and cons in one of our meetings, and you end up getting the preferred. And so, but I know that recently, and through hearing the podcast, you actually took the leap and went through the Lux Travel Hacks online course, the promotion that we're offering and the collaboration we're offering with them. So I'd love to hear, how has that been so far? Do you feel like the course has been worth it? Have you learned some things? And how has your start been now in the points and miles journey?
Well, first off, let me say you were being way too nice. We talked a lot about my big failure with New Zealand is not utilizing the points game, or should I say utilizing it in possibly the worst way possible. So Lux, I mean, I'm not even a quarter of the way through that course, or just maybe a little over, but I can already tell it's been a game changer. I went ahead and applied for the Amex Gold, which was recommended to me. I signed up for the recommended credit cards on that as well. So I'm starting to build my points up there. And it's shifted the way I think about spending, which has been huge for me. I think I was, I started off with the Chase Preferred because I didn't want to pay the higher fee, the higher annual fee. And I always had, a little bit of anxiety about spending too much money on a trip, And it was like, oh, I can't spend too much out. I want to save up to go on this trip. And now my mindset is more, all right, let me spend money on the things that I want to do because it's going to pay for my next trip. And that has just been a weight off my shoulders. So I can't say I've utilized it to its full potential yet. I still have a lot to learn in that course. But already I'm learning so much. So much, especially I've always felt a little bit more limited on the financial side of things, hence coming to you in the first place. So
Got it. Okay, so then that makes perfect sense, right? So I mean, you started with your first Chase card, and then we moved into Amex. Amex Gold is a great card, especially for the dining out and the groceries as well. And you're right, this is really all about a mindset shift, because we talk about good financial responsibility, which is important. And so you're not trying to go out, obviously, and spend way more than you ever would spend, just and create a lot of debt to get these points. But at the same time, if you understand, okay, I know I can spend this, I know this is what it's going to do for me, these point multipliers are going to help. And at the same time, we're going to be able to craft a game plan in order to make sure that we get that flight to New Zealand, or we get that flight to Dubai, or whatever it may be, and we can fly there pretty comfortably, and most cases for less than the cost of an economy ticket and flying in business class. And it's a huge mindset shift when you can really unpack that, okay, there's a fee to a credit card, but that fee gets me way more in value.
Yeah, just for me, the biggest thing is not feeling like I had to sacrifice one thing for another. I mean, obviously, like you said, not spending beyond my means, but certainly feel like, all right, I can still spend my money on this and have the points, build the points to do the travel. It's just finding the time now, which with the travel PA position, that should be a lot easier too.
Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow points and miles enthusiasts, get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode. Right, absolutely. So the course, of course, it's not, the course is very in-depth and it's not free, right? There's a cost to it. Now with the BOLDLYGO code, you actually get 50% off. You said you're a quarter of the way in. I would honestly love your unscripted opinion here. Would you say that it would be beneficial for those that have been on the fence? Maybe they went to it and they're like, I don't really know if I want to dive this deep into it. Would you say that it has been worth it so far with what you've learned?
Yes, absolutely. For me, I can tell just understanding. For me, I never read the fine print on my credit cards or my checking accounts. I'm not even going to lie. Shamelessly, I have not read the details. And I don't think
you're the only one.
I'm probably on the higher end of ignorant with that. But it was kind of like, you know, I knew to pay my credit cards on time and to, you know, never go into debt with that or never get behind on my payments. So it was like, put everything on my card, pay it off every month, if not sooner. And that was, you know, that's what my sister told me when I got my first credit card. And I was like, okay, I'll hold true to this. And never changed the game since, until, you know, meeting you, starting to talk about getting a travel rewards card and, you know, switching away from Bank of America to Chase Travel Rewards for all of its wonderful benefits. And then now taking a Lux course, it's like, I understand why I'm doing these things and learning how much more I can do, and kind of even just beyond travel, I'm just understanding how a bank works, right? In a way that I took for granted before. So, I mean, I feel like he could, you know, take a spin off this class and do one for opening up your own business, because he talks about utilizing it a lot from a business standpoint too, and maximizing credit cards in that regard. And that's just been awesome, awesome information.
Very cool. Very cool, Brady. Well, appreciate that feedback for the listeners out there. Keep in mind, we are still running that collaboration, so take advantage. It is 50% off the Lux Travel Hacks online travel hacking course. And so feel free to take advantage. And keep in mind as well, as you're building the list, right? So we have our list of our recommended top cards each month that we update. And so as things come out, we want to make sure that everyone stays abreast of everything going on. So perfect. So Brittany, we've taken the course, we've taken the dive, we start with the Amex Gold. Do you know what's next for you in the points and mile world? So are you still working? Have you hit the sign-up bonus yet? Are you still working on that? And have you earmarked your next card?
So he has my next card listed. I just got it. It's not even arrived in the mail. I'm using it mostly online and Apple Pay. But still building on the points for that, and have the next ones in the back burner. I don't know what my next big trip is yet. I haven't decided on it. I'm still waiting to hear about the dates for work, whether or not I get extended in this role or I have the time to take a couple weeks off and go somewhere. So it might be a little bit more impromptu. Scuba diving, I will say, I've been wanting to do Galapagos for a while, but I probably have to plan that one about a year out. So That will
Very cool.
be in the works.
So is diving, so I know a lot of times with my fiance Tara and I, when we plan a trip, we're trying to make sure that we're taking time to get some diving in. Do you plan based off of strictly the location, or if you go to a great location, you're like, hey, I want to make sure I dive while I'm there, or do you go to that location because you want to dive specifically?
So I mostly do liveaboards, and they tend to be at least a week long for some of the bigger locations. You know, outside of when I was in Saudi and we could do 3 day trips, it's been, 7 days. I think you did Maldives recently, and that was a seven to 11 day trip probably. So it is a little bit hard to find the time to do both. I try to swing at least a couple days. Like when I did Palau, I had a couple days on land to explore the island before or after the trip, obviously after being ideal because you need that time before flying again. So I try to do a little bit of both. But sometimes you got to go back for round two just to see the other side of the country, without the scuba in at the same time.
Perfect. So, question for you. What are some of your travel tips or travel strategies, right? So I know that through your well, currently the way your contract works, you have the opportunity to take a break in between different contracts and before you would use kind of job transitions to travel. But just in general, what would you say are some of your tips, strategies that you have found super helpful to help you either plan your next trip or figure out the next destination, or whether it's packing, whatever it may be, what are your personal travels hacks and travel strategies?
That's a good question. I think I'm a little too chaotic to be that organized, but probably as far as swinging the time off work, if you're in the medical field, ask for coverage. Your boss is going to give you a you can only take off this time, or you need to get approval first. But in reality, if you've got a friend who you're like, hey, I'll cover you this weekend, so you can do that long trip out of town. You just kind of finagle it amongst yourselves and run it past the supervisor. If you don't ask, you don't get. So I would say ask for it and be willing to do the same, and you'll probably get good responses. And that allows for some flexibility. I mean, I'm sure it applies to multiple work fields, but especially in the medical field, we have to cover each other all the time anyway. So that would be one. Packing for me, if you're trying to hit a lot of places, go light. Wash your clothes in the hotel or the hostel or wherever you're staying. It's so much easier to not have to check a bag, especially for places like Asia and or anywhere really that you're doing local flights within the country. Makes a huge, huge difference. And then I like to look at Google Maps when I'm choosing a place to stay. That's kind of like get overwhelmed with the options. So I just try to find the city center on Google Maps and then look at the surrounding hotels and areas. And I found that works best because you stay within good walking distance to something, and it gives a little extra flexibility there.
Very nice. So, upcoming or not upcoming, but I know you said Galapagos is on the bucket list. Any other destinations you're really hoping to hit either this year or soon? And then, with you really diving deeper into the points and miles game, I'd love to know. I know you've already been to a lot of countries, but I'd love to know where are you really trying to get to? And how are you trying to get there with points that's on your radar? Maybe you haven't planned it out yet, but just through either listening to this podcast or what you've learned through the LTH course or just being in the Points and Miles community, is there a destination or a flight experience that you're chasing that you're like, hey, I'm trying to stack these points for this goal?
Yeah, so I honestly didn't do it so much for the luxury hacking, but I will say I did take a first class flight to Scotland one time. I was dating a guy who had a lot more money than me, and it made a huge difference being able to sleep on the plane and get there and hit the ground running. Oh my God, I definitely am looking to recreate that experience because it helps with jet lag. And if you get stuck on jet lag, all it takes is one bad day, and then you're fighting it for the next week or more. But if you can hit that flight right and then hit the ground running and avoid most of the jet lag, that's just huge. So definitely want to swing that into future travel plans, especially going to Asia. I think that's still on my list. I'd like to go back to Japan. I would like to go to China. I haven't done it yet. India is still high on the list. And then I have a friend who's still living in Dubai, and it's been so long since I've been there. And the country's just built up and it just continues to ever grow. I feel like you could probably go to that country every 5 years and have a totally different experience just because they've completely changed it. So there's a lot. And then I haven't even hardly touched South America. So definitely a lot left on my list. Plan on utilizing it for the rest of my life and trying to get in as many countries. And I love listening to your podcast because it gives me ideas on where to go next. Half the time I don't really know. I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, add that to my bucket list.
Well, I'm glad to hear that we're helping give some inspiration there. Speaking of Dubai, we were just there, not this past New Year's, but the New Year's before that. And if you've heard or seen it, there's a Dubai frame that looks like a picture frame, but it's the size of a skyscraper. And the base of the frame is a museum, and it kind of talks a little bit about the Dubai culture. And I'm going to completely botch this. But there's like a quote on one of the walls that basically says something to along the lines of, I think in Arabic, or I think that's their kind of their primary language, although you can speak English pretty much anywhere. But it basically says the word, I think impossible does not exist in the Arabic dictionary. So like the engineers there in Dubai have taken that to heart to say like, there's nothing impossible that we can't do, which is why world's tallest building is there. And there's like, they built the palm that's basically an entire city that's designed like a palm tree and everything else. So Dubai has taken that quote literally from the standpoint of we can pretty much do anything, which also probably makes sense why Saudi Arabia is trying to build, what's it, the line,
But yeah.
or which is basically a city that's in a wall. So I think in that culture for sure, there's definitely that mindset of just like anything is possible. We don't believe in the word impossible. So I definitely believe you when you say, or agree with you, I should say, when you said that every 5 years you can go back and have a different experience.
Yeah. And I'm probably pretty sure that's true most places, but especially Dubai. Every time I see something on Instagram or hear about someone who's been, I'm like, dang. So not even the Dubai I went to. I mean, I went, what, 2008, 2009? Pretty sure I left a dent in the indoor skiing place in the mall. Didn't take the refresher lessons. My mom was like, just follow me. And me and my friend slammed into the wall a couple times before we made it down the slope without falling. So, yeah, that was one of the funner memories from my childhood.
Well, perfect, Brittany. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you so much. I love the endorsement as well of the LTH course and our podcast. But it's been great, as always, talking travels. You have a really great history of travel and where you've been. And it's really exciting to see that love of travel continue to blossom and grow. And for the listeners out there as well, please don't forget to like, subscribe, tell your friends, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks again.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.